Chapter 10, chapter 2, verse number 22.
ేరంగేరవిందాక్షమోత్తమానినః
ప్రయత్తభావాదవిశుద్ధబుద్ధయః ఆరోగ్యమిత్రేణ పరం పదం సతః సత్యభువనాదియుష్మదాంగయః
from
the bondage of material contamination.
Become president or prime minister is not easy.
One month was very hard. All things stand at the fear post. And even though one may reach his goal, at any moment one may be kicked down by inferior nature. In human society, there have been many instances in which great exalted politicians have fallen from government and become lost in historical oblivion. The cause of this is Arishin Prabhupada. The ignorance is impure. Shastra says, Nadevita Swataravindi Vishnam. One achieves the perfection of life by becoming a devotee of Vishnu. But people do not know this. Therefore, as said in Bhagavad Gita, Aklesho Arigata Stesham, Avyakta Asakta Chetasam. Persons who do not ultimately accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take those service, but who instead are attached to impersonalism and bodyism, must undergo great labor to achieve their goals. Shreya Shrutim Bhakti Mudasya Devo Krishna Diyeke Vala Bodhanam Deye. To achieve understanding, such persons work very hard and undergo severe austerities, but their hard labor and austerities themselves are their only achievement. For they do not actually achieve the real goal of life. So this is the first part of the book. Second part, today we'll be speaking tomorrow, Monday morning. One of the most famous verses that was half quoted at Prabhupada in many of his lectures. Especially this notion is very much in India, as Prabhupada says in the report. Yathoma, tathoma. You follow any path, ultimately you will achieve God. This is a very commonest notion in India, everywhere. So Prabhupada used to argue against this with many, many scholars all over the world, especially in India. So Prabhupada would ask them, like we enter a train and somebody is sitting there, and they ask him, so where are you going? He says, I don't know, this train was standing there, he went inside and sat. I don't know, wherever the train takes me, I will go. If somebody says like that, what do you think about it? We do not think it's a crazy fool. So, before you board the train, you need to know the destination, isn't it? Sometimes you sit in a wrong train. Any other experience of that? Like in Bombay, sometimes you find two trains, one silent 5:30, one at 6:40, two trains standing in either of the platform. Sometimes you are sitting, thinking that it's going to move, and then some other train is moving. No? So, one has to know whether I am sitting in the right train and whether it will take me to the right destination. Also, when you buy a ticket to board the train, generally you don't take a ticket from somebody who is coming and offering you, isn't it? Like you are standing in a station, somebody comes and says, you will have to buy a ticket. The very first sight you will have suspicion. Why do you want to offer me a ticket? Maybe it's a proper ticket or it's a duplicate ticket or whatever. Like you see, when you want to board a bus also, there are so many people who come and call you, come, I will take you. Do you go? Where don't you go? So they will put you in a bus, you will never move. Probably for 8 hours, you won't move. And they will just keep showing, you will not stop. They will never move. And you will be cheated. But you know, when I go to the counter and buy a ticket, that is very safe. Because the authorized counter is there. So Shastras are the authorized counter. Apart from Shastras, there are many people who are offering their own books in the form of, and their own speculative minds in the form of books. There are so many people writing commentary to Bhagavad Gita that they hardly speak of Krishna or Arjuna. In fact, they fill up their books with their own ideas of what they think is the goal of life. And such people may even be offensive to Krishna and Arjuna. They hardly have any faith that Lord Krishna exists, that there is the eternal abode, spiritual abode, which one can achieve. They don't have any faith in that. But they like books, they like commentaries to Bhagavad Gita and that. Not one or two, many, many in India like that. So if you read such books and become that followers, then you will go to hell along with that. Because that is me, I'll be assured, because of misleading the masses. such people. So one has to be very careful. What is the path that we are taking? Andayatande Rupaniyamana Kepi Shadrampiyana Murda Amibasa. Dala says, there is one blind man who says, I can lead you. Then second and third and fourth, all people fall and ultimately they will be led into a ditch. Everyone will fall into a ditch. And not one at all. India has plenty of that, you will find. Many people read books written by so many scholars. Scholars and yogis and jnanis and babas and all kinds of people. And people read such books and so those are like free tickets offered to you in the road. You can buy those free tickets and be cheated if you want. So one should go to the Shastra to see how far is the statement true. As people say, you can follow any path you want to follow. Ultimately you will arrive at the same destination. And other people know, if you take a ticket to Calcutta, you can't expect to go to Chennai. Or if you take a ticket to Delhi, you can't expect to land in Hyderabad. Everyone knows that. But still when it comes to spiritual life, people sometimes think, oh, let us not have any quarrel. You follow any path, I follow any path. We all will ultimately achieve the same destination. How foolish it sounds. In Ishvaranishad Mantra 13, clearly the statement is made. The one above wants to refer the scriptures. The one understands that I have to go to the right counter and buy this gift. So it says that. Anyadevasambhava, Anyadahurasambhava, Kirishishramadhirana, Kirishishakshire. It says that Anyadevasambhava, Anyadahurasambhava. There are two parts it says. One, goal is achieved by following that which is supreme. And another goal is achieved by following that which is not supreme. So two different paths it says. Piti Shishtuma Jirana. I heard this great truth from the Jira Purushas. Jiras. Great souls coming in the exact succession. So the vision in spiritual life comes by hearing from the disciple succession, not by any imaginative speculation. It has to be heard in the disciple succession. So, the Dhira Purusha actually has heard from that Guru and then that Guru and then goes on, ultimately ends in that Krishna himself. So, clearly says, one girl is saved by worshipping that which is supreme, and another is saved by worshipping that which is not supreme. And the same is explained by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. You see, in the 8th chapter and the 9th chapter, 7th, 8th, 9th, these three chapters, Krishna gives very good explanation about different people who achieve different destinations. One of it explains, Yanti Deva Pratan Deva, Prabhupada is very famous for, how you can repeat this verse. Yanti Deva Pratan Deva,
Yanti Deva Pratan Deva,
Vishnyanti Pitru Prata,
Vishnyanti Pitru Prata,
Bhutani Yanti Bhutesya,
Bhutani Yanti Bhutesya,
Yanti Madhyaji No Bhima,
Yanti Madhyaji No Bhima.
You can even seek explanation from a child studying in first or second standard, who has learned very Sanskrit for this verse. Such a simple verse. The one knows basic Sanskrit, he was studying only for a few days, he can explain this verse. What is it? Yanti Deva Pratara Deva. Those who worship the Devata, they go to Devata. Tiran Yanti Pitru Pratara. Those who worship the forefathers and ancestors, they go to Pitru Loka. Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya. Those who worship the Bhutas and Pretas and Pishasas, they go to the Loka of Bhutas and Pretas and Pishasas. And Yanti Mat, Yadi No Kima. If you worship me, you will come back to me. Such a simple verse. Very simple verse. So whomever you worship, you will achieve the destination, he says. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that there are 14 planetary systems. We are in the middle of the planetary system. Above us, above this Matsyaloka, there are seven more Bhulok. We are in Bhulok. Bhulok, Sarvok, Mahalok, Janlok, Nabhulok, Satyalok. Similarly, there are also heavy planetary systems below. Atalas, Kalamahatal, Karatal, Kasatal, Patal. 14. So, these are all explained in Bhagavad Gita. Often, సమయం చేశారు సార్ భగవద్గీత నీకు లెక్చర్ క్లియర్ తర్వాత పర్సన్ గిరి లెక్చర్ ప్రెసిడెన్సీ క్లాక్ సరే తెలుసు 100-200 అటెండ్ లెక్చర్ సో ఈ వాజ్ బిగినింగ్ భగవద్గీత లెక్చర్ ఫర్ ఫస్ట్ టైం సో ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఓపెన్ అండ్ సేర్ దిస్ దే సే దట్ దిస్ భగవద్గీత వాజ్ స్పోకన్ బై రామకృష్ణ సమ్ 5000 ఇయర్స్ అగో వి ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ డోంట్ నో వెదర్ కృష్ణ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ఆర్ నాట్ But anyway, the message is useful for us. That's how we began. So you can understand what will he will benefit by speaking in that way and what way his audience is going to benefit. Is there going to be any benefit? Someone speaking in Bhagavata and that's all. And there are others who explain the second chapter, Nayanam Chintanti Shastrami, they are very happy. Explaining about the soul, about yoga, jnana. When it comes to verses talking about heavenly planets, heavenly planets, and they have difficulty because they don't have faith. And they say, heaven and hell, you see, both are in this earth only, It's all in this earth. Whether people are suffering at this hell, then people are enjoying this heaven. They say like that. But it sounds pretty simple explained, and maybe acceptable for atheists. But anybody who is a faithful follower of religion will never cheat himself by hearing such false explanations. That is heaven and that is hell. And these are true. Otherwise, why will Krishna explain? And why should you accept only one portion of Bhagavad Gita and leave the other portion? The Lord says that Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, that means there are heavenly planets. God is speaking about the heavenly planets. So here is a Yanti Deva Vrata Deva. Very clear. If you worship the devatas, you will go to them. And there are many devatas we worship. Everybody worships Skanda. In South India, worship of Skanda is very famous. Worship of Kartikeya. There are many prayers which is the request of Kartikeya. Oh Kartikeya, you are the commander-in-chief of the entire devata army. So please protect the different parts of the body. One more line of the verse, they call it as a Kandasashti Kavasana, they call it. So it's protection for each different limbs of the body. So that these are protected by the devatas. So they glorify Kartikeya, they glorify Ganesha, they glorify Surya, they glorify Devi, Shiva. So many different types of worship are there. And one will attain different destinations according to such worship. One may get their company after one dies, one goes to such planets. And there one lives in such planets and enjoys different delights, and that's explained to Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita it explains. Tari vidyaman sromata purtapapam tekne rishtya svargatim prathayante te punyavasa harya surendra rogam ashnan chidivyam dirdeva bhogam sindra rogam is explained. Te punyavasa harya sura indra rogam. Sura means devata. Indra is indra. Sura indra rogam means indra loka there are people who are elevated to indra loka, he says. They pray that we be elevated to heaven. పుణ్యమాసాద్య సురేంద్ర లోకం అష్టమంది దివ్యాంగ దివ్యోజాన్ని హోమీ డిలైట్స్ అదే సైజ్ ఏకం భక్వా సర్గ లోకం విశాలక్షిణే పుణ్యమతి లోకం విశంతి ఏకంబా కృష్ణ రూపాయలు సో ఈవన్ దర్ ఆర్ అదర్స్ హు ప్రాక్టీస్ సమంగల సంచాలని విద్య భవిష్యత్తు బ్రహ్మ లోక బ్రహ్మగారి సహిస్తాను అఫ్కోర్స్ వన్ దాట్ వన్ మే బి రిగల్ స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ There is a livelihood, but there is very little livelihood. So people exactly don't know why they are doing what they are doing, or what will be achieved by practicing this particular path. So one thinks that by doing this Panchayana Vidya, I may go back to spiritual world. But many times he ends up in Brahma Loka, he cannot go beyond that. But sometimes you see it, you go to shop in Brahma Loka, you go to birth, and they drop you in Talegaon. And they say, now everyone get down, but that's the empty man. And then they wait for the next bus to take you from there to run over. That doesn't come for many hours. In the same way, sometimes by performing this kind of practice, you end up in some Devaloka or some Brahmaloka Sankar. And then from there you get into spiritual world. It is not very easy. Again, one may fall back, as it is said here. Shine Punye, Matri Loka Mishanti. One comes back to this Matri Loka. And again one has to practice again. So there are different levels of people. Karma is different, practice anything. But there are Karma Pandis who practice this kind of scriptures. So Krishna explains about them. Yam Deva, Yanti Deva Vatan Deva. Then he says there are those who have decided that my mother and father are my God. There are people like that. My grandmother, grandfather, they are my ultimate God. Especially in our Vedic culture, worshipping forefathers and worshipping mother, father are not considered bad. In fact, it's very much appreciated. Many of you must have kept photos of your grandmother, grandfather and worship them, bow down, or mother, father. It's very common practice in India. So, certainly that is appreciated when one begins one's life of respect. Then as one goes, one understands that ultimately everyone is perishable. Everyone has to die. One understands who is great, who is great. A dharma comes to God, to Bhagavan. Beginning is Master Devabhava, is a Devabhava. One has to begin offering obeisance to mother and father. Then one offers obeisance to God also. Like understands. So one sees mother and father as representatives of God. The king also as representative of God. So we offer respects like that. It does not consider that. But if one worships grandmother, grandfather and people like that with the exclusion of Krishna, then such worship simply becomes his pisanyanti, pitruprata. If somebody simply attached to grandmother, grandfather and make them God by putting a big picture at home, worship them, but they never worship Krishna, then they go to the Kitru Loka, where they are given some benefits to reap, some punya fruits change up. And then they have to come back again to this world. And those who engage in tantric vidya, black magic and things like that, bhutani yanti, like calling the ghost to deliver attention to us. Things like that, inviting ghosts. It's very dangerous thing to do. To invite ghosts, and then they come and they're going to offer your body, then you follow. That people will be like. And there are people who worship the Kapala, who go to the Smashan and they perform different kinds of worship. They take out the substance from the head of dead people, and they do many kinds of dark magic and all. So such people, they have a different destination. Bhutan Yanti, who takes them. But those who worship me, they come back to me. So Krishna, you will find how one of the nature actually explains a series of verses very clearly to show how one should not be foolish to worship others and get stuck up in the material world. That one should worship only him. And then he says, those who worship others, he says, stuck up the alpha-maters now, he says. Alpha-maters means one who is mean-minded, one who is not very intelligent. So he says, अनन्यचेताः सततम् योमा स्मर्तिनिरुक्तिं कस्याहं शलभं पार्थं नित्यनित्यस्य योगिनः. माने अर्जुन, इट्स वेरी इजी फॉर यू टू अचीव मी, कस्याहं शलभं पार्थं. इट्स वेरी वेरी इजी. माय पाथ, द पाथ टू अचीव मी इज वेरी सिंपल, जस्ट बी अ पार्थ. दैट्स ऑल. एंड देन वन मे आस्क, ओके कृष्णा, आई बिकम योर योगी, व्हाट इज द एडवांटेज फॉर मी, व्हाट बेनिफिट विल आई गेट? देन ही सेज, वामपुत्र पुनर्जन्म दुखाय अशाश्वत नाप्नोति महात्मा संशयितुं परमाङ्गतः. He says that you will vamapitra punarjanma means rebirth. You will not get rebirth in this world, but you will go beyond this world of suffering and you will achieve me. Vamapitra means you will achieve me. He says you will not suffer in this world. And then one may ask, okay, if I don't worship you, what will happen? Then he says, Ah Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravarti Hojina. Every word is that answer your question. If I don't worship you, what will happen? He says, if you don't worship me, you go anywhere in this whole universe. Even to Brahma Loka you go. Ah Brahma Bhuvana Loka. Beginning from Brahma Loka up to Patala Loka. All these planets are places of suffering. Punaravarti Hojina. So without achieving me, once again and again, we born into this material world. Now somebody will say, okay, Krishna, still, I don't mind living in this world. Although we say that there is some suffering. If you continue to tolerate suffering, and live, what will happen? Then in three verses Krishna says, you want to tolerate and live here? This world will not let you live in peace. Sahasra yoga paryantam ahagya brahmano vidurakim yoga sahasrantam tehodata vidojanaha ajyaktar tapyastara tavam jaharavane. Suddenly he says, bhuta dana sevayam bhutva bhutva kariyate. So he says in those three verses, how this material world is always in a state of flux, change. So he says, you can't live peacefully because this world will be destroyed. When the kalaya will come, and all living entities will be destroyed. And again creation will be there. Bhuta dana sevayam bhutva bhutva kariyate. When I first heard this verse from Prabhupada's cassette, bhutva bhutva kariyate, the whole cassette was on this only. He said that bhutva bhutva bhalati means it's created and annihilated, like that. So it's a very dangerous situation. Imagine living in a building which, according to the seismic people, it may collapse any time. How many others will live in that building? As in the cantonment area, any building that is built 100 years ago, so there is a likelihood of its falling down. Because it's made up of mud in those days. And then what happens is the ability of the mud to hold the bricks together, I mean the stones together, whatever is put inside, the ability gradually reduces. 7 years know that. After some 8 years, 100 years, it loses the ability. And the whole thing collapses. So now imagine living in a house which may collapse anytime. Which person will want to stay in such a house? So naturally, a wise person, that's why Krishna is giving this. Three verses. He says, if you don't worship me, if you worship demigods, you go to heaven. Still you will come down. He may say, I don't mind going in the spirit sphere, like a grand wheel going up and coming down. I don't mind taking birth again and again. Then he says, this material is not a place for a gentleman. Anytime it will collapse. Anytime Kalaya will come. Again, Srishti will be there. Again, Kalaya will be there. Who can live in the same condition? Imagine, say, you are occupying a house, like nowadays, you know, when you take a rented house, 11 months, I think they give a notice kind of thing. If somebody says, there is no rule, you just occupy the house. Whenever they tell you, you have to vacate. So today you bring all your things and occupy the house. And tomorrow morning he comes and says, vacate now. You just vacate this house and go to that house. But that house is my house and we go there. And you go there. And after 2 days, you just vacate and you come back there. How do you feel? In this world, nobody likes change. Especially changing, not only changing your body from here to there, but carrying all things from here to that house, that house to this house. You really get fed up. If you tell a person to change one locker, another locker, you will get fed up. Changing a house, you can imagine. But in this world, the change is so fast that one has to keep changing body and situation in different places. And you are defeated in your purpose. You are coming up with many plans. Okay, in this life I want to execute all these things, but before you finish your plans, you are defeated. Prava, stava, the whole jato. One is defeated in purpose. Then you want his next body, third body, fourth body. This is one thing very frustrated in this world. Very, very frustrated. So Krishna says, this is a world of change, so don't try to make a permanent place here. Like the and then, after saying this again, he switches back to the same old thing. He says, although my dear Arjun, this material world is a place of misery and suffering and all that, parastasma subhavanyo yakto yakta sanatana yakta sarveshu bhuteshu nashyatsu nadinashyati. He says that. While my dear Arjun, all the living beings in this world will be destroyed again and again repeatedly, there is another. Remember that there is another nature beyond the material world, which is a spiritual nature. And if you go to that nature, there is Tasmat Bhava Anya, is it there is Anya in another place, obviously a different type of place, the spiritual abode. So, Tohitya Kaksharam Namma Yahan Mahavasuran. And then third verse is saying, Purusha Saparam Pata Labhya Bhaktya Sanandira. He says, there is a Purusha there. Who is that Purusha? Krishna only. Sa means he. Purusha Sa. Parampata is a divine person, transcendental person. Bhaktya Rakya Sanandaya. He can be achieved only by bhakti, not by any other means. So that is the ultimate destination, he says. You have to achieve that purusha and do it in a servant. So these are explained very vividly in the scriptures. And what is the destination that one should aspire for? Actually, people perform different types of worship, especially the jnanis or the speculators. They are the ones who have brought about this kind of misunderstanding in the lives of people. So they say, you know, if you feel emotional, you can do bhakti. If you are rational, then you can do jnanamar. And if you are last year, then you do yogamar. Although these kinds of imaginations appear very attractive, such speculations are never entertained in the scriptures. In fact, one who is in the path of bhakti should understand these three elements, austerity, knowledge and devotion. They should be like an equilateral triangle. In an equilateral triangle, the three elements, three sides, knowledge, austerity and devotion. For devotee, all three should proportionately increase. If you become too austere, you may become a yogi. If you only have big bulky knowledge, you have a huge head, but no devotion, then one becomes a sort of jnani. But the bhakta who has devotion, he will find along with devotion he will also have jnana and vairagya. That's why it's the Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Janayapyasa Vairagya, Jnana Chaya Vairagya. Both are there, jnana and vairagya, both come. So this will proportionately increase. Like the triangle size keeps on increasing, devotion also will proportionally increase along with jnana and vairagya. So shastras never say you can only increase jnana or only increase vairagya. They never say like that. Or one can follow this path to do that. In fact, the path of jnana and yoga, they take shelter of bhakti in order to even have that very survival. They lean on bhakti for the sake of even their own survival. But even jnana and vairagya compared to the two children of the mother of bhakti. The mother bhakti doesn't give her milk. The jnana and vairagya will become brighter. And many examples could be given how the jnanis and vairagyas are fallen down. Although they imagine themselves to be vimukta manana, it fell down. But one who becomes a bhakta, his jnana and vairagya will also proportionately increase. That's why Lord Krishna says, Yedama prapadyante tam tathaiva vajamya. According to the way you worship me, I will reward you accordingly, he says. So it is up to you. How you want to see me? You want to see me as, you can see in a different way. There are some people who are not even serving the government. They are killing the ministers, they are giving, and they are bribing somebody and serving like that. They are not even paying to the government, like they are demigod worshippers. And there are karma yogis who worship the Lord directly by offering their fruits. They are the citizens of a country, offering the tax to the government. But they don't have a direct touch with the Prime Minister of India, isn't it? Like all of the citizens, they don't have touch with Prime Minister of India directly. So they are like the karma yogis. And then there are jnana yogis. Jnana yogis are those who worship the transcendence, but the impersonal aspect, Brahman aspect. So they are like the people of a country who actually worship the government. When you say government, it's an impersonal thing. But behind the government, there is Prime Minister. And then there are yogis who worship the super soul, Paramatma. They are like the people who meet the Prime Minister in the parliament, face to face. But they don't have a very intimate relation. And then there are bhaktas who are like wife of the Prime Minister, or like mother, or like father, very close relatives, like that. So there are different types of relationships. You can't equate all of them. You can't say everything is one. Krishna says, Ye Tamam Prapadyante. The way you surrender to me, the way you want to reciprocate with me, I will reciprocate with you like that. Like somebody says, I don't believe in all these things, I think God is impersonal. Okay, Krishna says, I will give you my impersonal aspect. You can see me in that way. Somebody said, I have faith that, you know, Lord Vishnu exists and he is the possessor of our heart. The Lord said, okay, I will give you darshan in that way. No. And somebody wants to worship Bhagavan. Then Krishna gives them as Bhagavan. That's not the part of Krishna like that. So, it all depends on in what way one has learned to strike a relationship with Krishna. Without relation, you cannot approach God. It's not possible. There are many people who ask, can you see God? Is it possible? So Prabhupada immediately asked them this question. Do you have a qualification to see? It's a very simple, straightforward question. Like somebody says, can I meet the PM of India? Yes, you can, provided you have a qualification. Like even to meet PM of India, first of all, you have to apply. You know? And then after application, probably you may not be entertained. Why you want to meet him? You'll give the reason why you want to meet him. And suddenly may, you know, screen your letter. It may not go at all. So you may not be allowed to meet. But even if you are called to meet, there may be a long queue to meet him. You have to wait for several months to meet him. And you may get a probably a very brief meeting. And then even if you go, you get a very brief meeting, just like in Tirupati you get. A brief meeting with God. Even if you get an opportunity. There are four people, two on either side. As soon as you go there, they'll catch you and throw it. You know, a brief darshan and then go. But if you have a relation with him, special relation with him, like if you happen to be, say you had a very thick friendship with somebody from your LKG, UKG, first standard, up to 10th standard, and 12th standard, and then you went to one college and therefore went to another college. And after 20, 25 years, you came to know that now you become PM of India, one of your friends. And they're going to meet him. How easy it is for you to meet him, isn't it? So 12 years you have been with him. You can just, you know, give a phone call to him and he'll call you, you can just call him to his room. Anytime you want him. And you can sit with him, talk with him, eat with him, and relax with him, and travel with him. Because he happens to be your friend. In that way, if somebody becomes a friend of Krishna, has a relationship with him, then they can deal with him like that. In fact, even amongst his friends, Arjuna is considered to be superior to Uddhava. Because although Uddhava, Krishna glorifies Uddhava so much in Bhagavatam, still Arjuna is a superior friend of Krishna than even Uddhava. And although Arjuna is superior, still Arjuna's relation with Krishna is a one of Gaurav Sakya, we call it. Gaurav Sakya means there is a kind of respect in that relationship with Krishna. It is not totally untainted with reverence. There is some amount of reverence in that relationship. That's why you say, you see in Bhagavad Gita, it is Sakya Yumatva Adhubhavya Duttam. He Krishna, He Yadu, He Sahibi. Ajanata, how I was not knowing Krishna, how great you are. Ajanata, Mahimanam Kavilam. He said, I never knew that you are so great Krishna. I was calling you as He Krishna, He Yadu, He Saha. I was calling you like this. So I was so foolish, he was saying. That means, this goes to show that sometimes Arjuna becomes overpowered by Aishwarya Bhava. That's why it's called Gaurav Sakya. Whereas Sridhama, Madhumangal, they are all very thick friends of Krishna's. They don't know Krishna as God. They treat him as a friend only. They deal with him in a very intimate way. Playing with him, dealing with him, exchanging man's thoughts with him, teasing him. All that they do like that. So even in that there are different levels of intimacy, even in friends, similarly even in the gopis, even in their parents, there are different types of relationships, and thicker and thicker and thicker relationships are there with God. And just as it exists with anybody, any person of this world, same with God also. We can have a mutual relation, or we can have a cervical relation, or we can have a friendly relation, or a parental relation, different types of relations. So how can one say that, you know, ultimately, anything you do, ultimately you go back to the same spiritual world? How foolish it is, you say. Some people argue, Krishna says in the same verse, Ketama Patatyante, Tam Sariva Bhajamyam. Then he says, Mama Vartmanu Vartante, Manushya Partha Sarvashara. That is why, Manushya Partha Sarvashara, Partha, all Manushyas, Mama Vartmanu Vartante, they all follow my path, Krishna says. Now, some people quote this and say, see, Krishna himself has said, everyone in this world is following the path. And he has said, that means any path you follow, you will reach Krishna. Mama Vartmanu Vartante, he says. So one has to understand what it actually means. Then Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, everyone follows my path. All the Manishadani says, there is a path from material world to spiritual world, a very long path. Just like from Pune to Bombay. Take this, take the aerial snapshot of Pune to Bombay road, the huge highway leading from Pune to Bombay. And there are many, many different vehicles in this path. There are cycles, there are scooters, there are cars, there are buses going. Similarly, in the path of Krishna, from material world to spiritual world, there are different species. There are animal species, there are plant species, there are human beings. And all the different types of living entities existing in different bodies, even in human bodies, there are 400,000. But the animals cannot make any spiritual progress. They are stagnant. They are stagnant in their own bodies. It's like a person between Pune and Bombay. Somewhere is stuck up, somewhere he has parked his car at the side of the road and is taking this place. Not progressing at all. And there are others who are going at a very slow pace, cycling to Bombay. Very, very slowly. But there are others who go a little faster. They have a bike, they go a little faster. Some are running in the car, more faster. Somebody has reached Lonavada. Somebody has reached Nindi. Like that. Somewhere in this path from earth to the kingdom of God, somebody reached Mahaloka, somebody is Tapaloka, somebody reached to Brahmaloka, like that. And somebody must be hanging in Brahmajyoti, somebody has gone into that, suspended that. So, they haven't reached Vaikuntha also. And there are some who have gone very close to Vaikuntha, very close to the Vaikuntha, almost approach, like that. And in the same road, he may also find some people coming in the opposite direction. Coming from Dhanavala towards Nindi. Thinking that I am going to Bombay. So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. So he says, Yashastravati Mutsritya, giving up the Shastravati. Vartate Kama Karata. They do whatever they want to do. Thinking that they are on my path. There are also people like that. They say, we also have Bhagavad Gita. We also have Bhagavad Gita. We know Bhagavad Gita. There are many people who say that. But they are going exactly in the opposite direction, breaking all that Krishna has given. They are going in the opposite direction like that. So, the path is the same path, and the living entities are there in the path, and they all are the path laid by Krishna. But it is important for us to know, how are we leading this path? How are we going there? Are we progressing? Are we stagnant? Are we stuck up somewhere? Are we going in the opposite direction? We have to know that way. Although everyone is in the path of Krishna. That is another meaning of this Mahavartamana Vartante. All are in my path. Which means that ultimately everyone in this world is looking for pleasure, looking for happiness. Have you seen the picture where there is a platform? From that there are like a staircase leading upwards and there is a staircase leading downwards. Two types of staircase. So the staircase upwards you find, it says humility, childlessness, austerity, surrender to the spiritual master. And then you say one ascends higher and higher, and then one finds Radha Krishna standing in the top. One is going towards him slowly. After ascending the spiritual master, one is going higher and higher like that. And there is also staircase leading downwards. So that you will find Maya Devi, very beautifully dressed. And she is not showing her hand like this, come down. And then the man is coming down. And that they have shown somebody looking like Ravana. Ravana type of person is coming down, the staircase. And there are people who are tied ropes, they stand, they are practically dragging him down, come, Like Yamadur was pulling them down, like that. And then they are finding many the search show that the lust, pride, envy, anger, illusion, greed and all that. It's making them degrade like that. So two paths are shown. One downwards and one taking upwards like that. So when Krishna says, all the people follow the path, what it means? That those who don't want to surrender to me directly, they can surrender to me indirectly. They have the ultimate surrender to me. You can't escape. It's a question of how do you want to surrender. Like, if you don't surrender to Yoga Maya, you surrender to Mahamaya. If you don't obey the laws of India, Indian government, then you have to obey the laws of the police in the police station, isn't it? Like, you know, somebody says, I will do pickpocketing, or I will do robbing. That's the law, that one cannot pickpocket, one cannot rob. If you don't obey that law, then you will be caught by the police, isn't it? And taken to the police station and beaten up severely. And they will put your photo also. You can't just sell out anywhere. Bring him to us. Or they say that this fellow has lived in the jail for so many years. So don't get cheated. Sometimes they even put pickpocketers' photo in the train and find this fellow's beware. He has done pickpocketing 25 times. And even after being bitten up, only he is not given death sentence, that's all. He has done his own task. So, in that way, we can become obedient to the police. Then you have to kneel down. You will be put on your hands and knees. They beat you like anything. Rise together. One party will rose on the ground. One is kicked and whipped and beaten up severely. So, if one agrees to follow Krishna's path, Krishna, whatever you say in the scriptures, I will abide by those rules. Then one can very smoothly purify one's heart and go back to God easily. That one does not follow. Then one has to learn the same rhythm in a hard way. Then by one has to follow. See, government has two departments. There's the education department, there's the jail department. The very same government is producing scholars in the education department. And the same government is putting other citizens in the jail and beating them up. Can you call the Indian government to be clear? Why government of India is, you know, so partial? It's educating some scholars and teaching universities. They have an education department and it is also beating up people in the jail. So partial. It's not partiality. The people have chosen these options. They have chosen the options. Similarly, those who agree to follow Krishna's path, they are all here, they are getting education, they are in the education department. They are getting education about science of Krishna. Because we wanted to surrender to Krishna, Krishna has arranged the situation where we can get nourishment in that way. We can hear about Him, we can render service to Him, we can sing His glories, and in this way we will hear God and go back to Him. And those who want and share the appreciation in a natural way. Very, very, very difficult. One has to learn it very hard way. After that, that also one doesn't learn immediately. One does many lifetimes in many animal bodies and plant bodies and so many different bodies. And one has to learn this somewhere. So that's why Krishna says, everyone follows my path. This means, Mahamaya and Yogamaya both have been made with Krishna only, both the paths. And we have to make a choice which path we want to follow. So that way, we have to be adhering to one of the paths and we will suffer the render. Now, when people say, Papa says here, that all paths reach the same goal, they give the example that it's like all the rivers going back to the ocean. From the civil action they come. But this example is nowhere mentioned in the scripture. It's simply a concoction. Although it may be a nice imagination to think that, you know, any path you follow is like river flowing into ocean. The scriptures clearly say that all the different paths are like different runs of a ladder. Like, the first one is the Karma Yoga, then there is Jnana Yoga, then there is Ashtanga Yoga, then there is Bhakti Yoga. And without doing a Bhakta, nobody can enter the spiritual world. It's not possible. And every one of these people have different destinations. The Jnani goes to Brahma Jyoti. And the yogi, depending on whether he's a personalist or impersonalist, gets his destination. If you read the 8th chapter, Krishna says how a yogi leaves his body. There are many, many conditions for a yogi. You need not leave the body in the dark, just leave in the night, daytime, light. Shukla Krishna. So Krishna explains that. So one has to leave the body, the yogi has to control his mind and senses and leave the body through the kapala. At which time he lives? The Uttarayana, Dakshinayana, daytime or nighttime, all the considerations are there for yogi. And at the end of the 8th chapter, Krishna says, well, Bhakta, there is no problem. Bhakta need not worry. Even if he leaves in the night, he will go back to Godo. Even if he leaves the body while sleeping, still he will achieve Krishna. But only for yogi, there are some conditions. So, yogi has to choose his destination. యోగిని వాటి కూడా సిద్ధర్ అవుతాను అసలు మోహన్ ఓవర్స్ ఆ యోగిని వాటి కొడుకుడు బ్రహ్మన్ వారిని వాటి కొడుకు వైకుంఠ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దిస్ ఎయిమ్ హీ విల్ అచీవ్ దట్ డెస్టినేషన్ అండ్ భక్త విల్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ దాట్ హీ విల్ స్ట్రైక్ హిస్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ లైక్ దాట్ అండ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ లోయర్ దాన్ దిస్ లైక్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ తెలంగాణ వచ్చి వాటింగ్ విదన్ మెటీరియల్ వర్గం డిఫరెంట్ డిఫరెంట్ డెస్టినేషన్స్ దాట్ అండ్ దోస్ హూ నెవర్ డిడ్ ఎనీ ప్రాపర్ వర్షిప్ హూ విల్ జస్ట్ లైక్ అన్ యానిమల్ దే గుడ్ యానిమల్ స్పీషీస్ యాజ్ భగవద్గీత ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ కోడ్వాం దర్శనానికి సత్వస్థ నిజానికి సత్వగా అది వర్షం చేయవట శివుడు కోడ్వాం మీన్స్ హాబిటాన్స్ భక్తి ఏ కృష్ణ తిరాజ విషయాన్ని దజోగా ఇది బాన్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ మంత్ లో అదో దర్శనం జగన్ ఎవరు వర్తిత అదో దర్శన తామస ఇసెస్ అండ్ వీఆర్ క్వాలిటీస్ లైక్ అనిమల్ దెన్ ఇది అనిమల్ క్వాలిటీస్ సో వన్ గెట్స్ ఆల్ టుగెదర్ డిఫరెంట్ డెస్టినేషన్స్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ హౌ యూ యాక్ట్ how you live your life. So our life is very, very valuable. Our life can be compared to your diary or a book, your empty book, which is totally clean. Right from our first year, we have been writing now, we have spent some 20 or 25 or 30 or 35, 40 years. It's been like that. Now look back how you have spent your life. There are going to be a lot of scribblings. So no one can understand. There may be a lot of useless things and stuff done in the previous part of the life. Fortunately, the rest of the book is empty. And we have a scribe with a pen. So we can write how we want to write it in our hands. So we choose our destination. It's we who choose our destination by our own actions. So, somebody may wonder, are we the ones who choose the destination? Or it is already allotted that you have to go. Your allotment is made in such and such hostel, you have to go. Is it like that? Or you can make the choice. Actually, you can make the choice. Why you are here when you have the human form of life, you can make the choice. Where do you want to go? So that is based on how you live now. If you have lived your life in a Krishna conscious way, at the time of death, you will be able to think of Krishna and go back to him. But it is not possible all of a sudden to think of him. Like you know, somebody lives the life in a way they want at the time of death, but they think of Krishna immediately. Thinking of Krishna is not a joke. It's not a mental trick. But all of a sudden you do it. You know, sometimes you see in the stage, you know, somebody doing Bharatanatyam very beautifully. Somebody thinks, oh. Somebody immediately goes to the stage and goes to the master presence and says, after this over, please give me also an opportunity. I also like to dance. The first thing he'll ask you, have you done your arrangement? They have a practice. You have to actually do a performance in front of thousands of people. And they have to approve that you are authorized dancer. How many years have you been practicing? You say that, I haven't done any practice. First you are going to try it there. Can you go to the center and try it there? You look like a monkey. He will become a laughing star on the stage. Although you may have a great desire to move your hand and leg in different ways, it won't look like Bharatanatyam at all. It's not easy Bharatanatyam. It's very great and you have to learn under the guidance of the teacher. Same thing in spiritual life also. In spiritual life, if one wants to go back to Krishna, it's a very systematic procedure. You have to accept the Guru, you have to follow Sadhanavati, get up in the morning. Your guys are in the morning, chant 16 rounds. Follow the four religious principles and read the Shastras, hear about Krishna, learn about Krishna, bow down to him, render seva to him, and then over the years you will develop a kind of bhavana, a kind of consciousness. By which you will develop love and affection for all devotees, and you grow up your envy and the pride, illusion and all that. And then one develops the affection for Krishna also by that. And as years progress, what happens? One's life becomes almost like the life in the spiritual world. But not much difference. In spiritual world, everyone is serving Krishna. So we also serve Krishna like that. One becomes selfless. One becomes pure-hearted. One becomes non-envious. One always glorifies others. One considers oneself insignificant. And one is satisfied with anything. What a little part you want to put you here. What a little place you give for the person's sake. One simply wants to render more and more service to Krishna. Then one becomes so pure-hearted, then the wavelength of this person is matching with those in the spiritual world. And so you will go back to the rest of your destination. It's always isn't a violent. If somebody's violent is that of a pig, they get a pig's body. If somebody's violent is that of an angel, they get an angel's body. Somebody's violent of the consciousness is that of a spiritual person, a spiritual world, then they get a spiritual world. It's such a scientific logic. It's very easy to understand. But we have to practice. It's not something achieved overnight. No pains?
No
gains. No gains, yeah. Without investing our time, energy, and trouble, no one can achieve that destination. It's not possible. It's achieved by those persons here. That's why here he says, all of you, no, he says, any Arvindash, remove the mind, the whole lotus eyed one, they have discovered your lotus feet, and these people are thinking that any path you follow, they will achieve you. And imagine that they have removed the mind, means they have already become remote. Like a couple of days ago, one boy had come on a Sunday for that. So I met him and he was a new fellow, so I wanted to give him mala and teach him chanting. So after I gave him mala, he said, no, I have already crossed the stage. I crossed the stage of doing chanting and doing Murti Puja and all. Now I am in a very high stage. So this is how people are cheated. By so many gurus, you don't have to do Murti Puja, you don't have to do Japa. You come, you already gone to stage beyond that. And there are many people who are imagining, you know, Pramana, that we have already achieved liberation. There are many Mayavadis, as we say. Mayavadis are those who are Brahmavadis. There's a difference between the two, but Mayavadis are ones who consider Krishna's body to be Maya. And the Brahmavadis are those who are impersonalists, who are not offensive. So once that fellow was also thinking that I am liberated. I am totally liberated. I have already become God. I am very great. And there were hundreds of people sitting and waiting on the lecture. And one old lady was sitting behind them, sobbing and weeping. So this fellow thought that I am giving such a wonderful lecture that her heart is melting and she is weeping. And he bothered coming every day for his lecture and she was sobbing every day. So the last day he called. So he was giving a so-called satsang. And he asked her, oh, my dear mother, tell me, what is it in my lecture that moves you so much? As you became lecturer, it seems that by my shakti I am attracting so many people. So she said, oh, what can I say? The very first day I came to your satsang to hear, that night when I went back, I came to know that my very dear goat that I was raising, a goat died. And the goat had exactly a beard like you. Every time when you would speak, your beard would waver and you know, thinking of my goat, I would be in tears. In that way, there are many, so many people attracting lakhs of people. And sometimes devotees think, oh, that Baba or Babu or whatever. So attracting so many people, lakhs of people. Why we don't get so many people? They are creating many, many people like the Lord Uma. Yeah? So the Lord Uma was attracted by something. In that way, there are many, many people who come for different reasons. As long as you tell the people, you can do whatever they want. There are no principles. Then a lot of people come. This is a Christianity group, very popular all over the world. So it's not very difficult for you to make someone a Christian. Converting is very easy. Why? Because, you know, you give power to them everything, you know. Everyone, you want a watch, take this watch. Okay, you want clothes, take clothes. You don't have food for every day, okay, we'll give you a food. You want to marry? Okay, marriage is Mary. Take it. They provide you all for this, yeah. And then that person will ask you, okay sir, you are burdening me all these things, so what do you want me to do? You don't have to do anything. You just accept that Jesus is your God, Krishna Devata, and you accept that Jesus has taken away your sins, that's all. And you keep telling this to people, that's all. And you tell you whatever you want. How what an evil religion is, you see. Anybody can accept the wisdom of Krishna. And you have to attach some name. You know, if your name is, you know, Ganesh, then you say, you know, somebody like, what is it? Ganesh job, something like that. I don't mind that. So it's a difficult thing. So you don't have to take a vow that I will not eat meat, I will not gamble, I will not do any form of intoxication and no illicit sex. and I brought onion, garlic, and coffee, tea, and all that. I give up all the things. And I will chant 16 rounds every day, sitting 2 hours, every day. And I will live in the company of devotees, and most importantly, I try to become a servant of the devotees. So they even have paid him 6 hours. That is very easy. And same thing with many of the sadhus who come. They just don't tell people what is to be, what is life religion. They have a requirement to do whatever you want. And such people openly declare that, like, if you want to worship Mother, what do you worship Mother? You all want to worship any devotee, you can worship anybody whom you want. Of your choice. Anybody whom you want, you can worship. They don't tell them who is God and how you worship different destinations. They don't tell them. So they cheat the innocent public. They are not teachers, they are cheaters. As professor. The other hand, when professor had come, professor of the philosophy department had come to meet Prabhupada along with some Supreme Court students. So Prabhupada asked him the question, what are you teaching in your college? He said, I teach religion. He is in humanities and social sciences, specializing in religion. So Prabhupada, what religion do you teach? First of all, do you know religion, what religion is? What is the goal of religion? And that professor said, Swami, why don't you tell me? And that was I am never going to tell you. That's what they want to know. And then you know it. And then he was saying, blah, blah, he didn't know properly. And Baba asked him, are you a teacher or are you a cheater? And in front of all the students, he got a good chastisement. And then he told all the friends, don't be led by a blind man, you will not fall into the ditch. But tomorrow, one who is properly following the scriptures. And then when that person went out, then he met Prabhupada the other and said, for the first time in my life, I met a Swamiji who is genuine. Because I have met a Swamiji who just flattered me and blessed me for no reason. But here is a person who is really genuine. You are very fortunate to be his disciple. And he gave a great donation and that. He appreciated Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was such an acharya. It is Shishma Dhirama, he has the first acharya. So hearing the disciples of Shishma of great acharyas, then one will really get the right kind of vision. What is God? What is the right destination? How should we live our life? You see, as soon as the destination is fixed clearly, then your life will immediately become pure. You will see that. But if you are having a hazy picture of, it is called as Svatattva Paratattva Vibhrama. Svatattva means knowing your identity, and Paratattva means knowing God's identity. And if you have Vibhrama in that, then your life will be sinful. Your life will be covered over. It will be like a blurred understanding of the absolute truth and of oneself. But if one has a clear understanding of Svatattva and Paratattva, one should think the Paratattva is simply impersonal. Or even if one accepts the Paratattva as Krishna, one shouldn't play the part of Sahaja. So one has known that Svatattva, I am a self-soul, servant of Krishna, and I will become a servant of a spiritual master and take guidance from him to achieve the ultimate goal. But you never think Svatattva and Paratattva are same, one shouldn't think. That is another bad illusion. So one has to have a clear understanding of the absolute truth. As it is given in the Guru Shishya Parampara. That's why we take Diksha from Baba Guru, coming to the Bona Fide Sakya Succession. And hear from him, and hear from Bhagavad and the purpose. And really come and understand them and be clear and not be swayed by bogus commentaries and the bogus gurus who will cheat you and say that, you know, we will give you a shortcut, you don't have to do anything. And we will give you easy path. See, any shortcut method you go, suddenly you are going to be falling short of something, the shortcut. So some of the people cheating you that I give you a shortcut. The doctor said, you know, some guru giving secret mantras and taking some $50 for becoming God. There are so many organizations today. So one has to also speak about this to others. All paths do not lead to the same goal. Every path leads to a different goal. You take that 8 roads and you are in the middle. Now you go, you take this road, you go this way, you go that. You go to different destinations by taking different paths. Only when one understands the path of, that's why Krishna says, Bhaktiyatu Ananyaya Shatya. There is no other way other than Bhakti to achieve. Even a jnani has to fall down ஆறு பிரச்சனை பதம் பதத்துடன் பதஞ்சி அவ்வளவு அனாதம் சொல்லிருக்காங்க. ஏதாவது பார்த்தாங்க ஏன் திட்டமா பார்த்தா ஜாதுமல்லி அசிமி கிருஷ்ணத்துக்கு உதவாய் செய்து சேர்ந்தேன். நமா சாதகதி யோகோ நசாட்சம் தர்மோத்தவா சுவாஜாய தபத்தியாலோ So important, especially in our country, in India. And then many people, they accepted Prabhupada very easily. Because, of course, there was meditation Shunyavad spread all over, but people have become so degraded that they don't follow that also. So it was more here than, of course, you have to eradicate the Shunyavad and meditation. But in India, on one hand there is materialism, fastly progressing, on the other hand there is bogus religions, bogus religions which are claiming to be teaching the right thing, cheating people, saying that you are any part of the Shilpa. So all of this misconception should be clear, so that people learn the proper purpose of consciousness. Prabhupada once said that unfortunately the Indians are not understanding our movement. In his times he said. And Prabhupada wanted the Indians to understand his movement, and he wanted committed, serious, dedicated devotees in his con, who will also spread this all over India and make people into Krishna devotees, wonderful. And then there will be enlightenment and people studying the real path of religion, and the world can become a really happy place. In fact, it is not that this world cannot become a happy place. Krishna Puna Sukhayate, he says, that a devotee, this world will be a happy place. One can actually bring about happiness only when one follows the right path. Otherwise one will be simply cheated. Hare Krishna. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Shri Gaurava ki Jai. Hare Krishna ki Jai. Thank you very much.
Jai.